This is a phase one commutation hearing for Mr. Carl Nielsen, ADC number 157258. This is a hearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency. With us today is our esteemed board chairman, Dr. C.T. White, the Honorable Mr. David Neal, the Honorable Mr. Michael Johnson, and the Honorable Ms. Gail Rittenhouse. My name is Lee Kimonis, and I will be serving as the panel chairman. The following is a summary of the application in question. Mr. Nielsen is 53 years old, currently serving five consecutive counts for sexual conduct with a minor, a dangerous crime against children, and a Class 2 felony, each carrying 20-year sentences respectively, and two additional counts of sexual conduct with a minor or Class 6 felony, each carrying 1-year sentences. I will read a brief summary of the case. On January 5th, the year 2000, 15-year-old David Valdez disclosed to his mother, Lori Massetti, that a family friend, 35-year-old Carl Nielsen, had sexually victimized him. David told his mother that Mr. Nielsen, and then this is not for the sake of being graphic, going by the report, but had jacked him off and sucked his penis once at their first residence and approximately 15 times since they moved. He also told his mother that they watched sexually explicit movies while Mr. Nielsen touched him. Mr. Massetti's 12-year-old son, Daniel Hall, also disclosed Mr. Nielsen had done similar things to him. He was found guilty by jury trial and after withdrawing the plea agreement and was sentenced on June 23, 2000. His conviction was appealed and upheld on September 18, 2001. He's asking for a 3-year reduction from his first 20-year prison sentence. According to Arizona Department of Corrections time computation, he has a sentence end date of January 2nd, 2020 for his current sentence with a collective 82 years of imprisonment pending. The purpose of Mr. Nielsen's request for commutation is based on his assertion that his legal counsel acted unethically by forcing him to withdraw his plea agreement and stand trial. He's had limited discipline in ADC from 2001 to 2012 with no major infractions. He has letters of support from friends and family. Regarding the question of whether Mr. Nielsen's sentence was excessive, said charges carry a minimum sentence of 13 years, a presumptive sentence of 20 years, and a maximum sentence of 27 years. Based on the number of times he sexually traumatized two separate victims and was given the presumptive sentence for the first five counts, I do not find this prison sentence is excessive, but I am certainly open to the collective input of my colleagues. Yes, Ms. Rittenhouse.
I agree with you, sir, and I would just add, and I apologize if you said it and I missed it. He did appeal, and that was affirmed in 2001.
So, yes, I did not put that at the end of the statement, but I did mention his conviction. No, it's okay. His conviction was appealed and upheld on September 18th, 2001, but I do appreciate...
It's just additional support.
I absolutely appreciate you backing up the point.
Thank you.
And any further discussion by colleagues? Therefore, I'm going to make a motion, and that is not to pass Mr. Carl Nielsen, ADC number 157258, to phase two. And that is my motion.
I'll second.
Agree.
Again, to close, it was a unanimous vote not to pass Mr. Carl Nielsen, ADC number 157258, to phase two. And this concludes our hearing.